This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Oh, hello. Once again, it is I, Tim Geddes, joined by the Joey Noel, and this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Ooh. We're coming back for the sequel, because you know what? The sequel is always better than the first one, right?
Right.
Yeah, Back to the Future. Kevin knows what's up. This is the Kind of Funny Morning Show each and every weekday right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We come at you with whatever the hell we want to talk about. There's tips. There's a lot of housekeeping. There's a couple of news stories. Today, we got some gold for you. Some real, real good stuff. Some things just came in right now that I'm going to have to talk about.
Oh,
we're
going
to have to get to the bottom. I'm going to have to issue a challenge to the people out there. How you doing, Joey?
I'm really sick.
You seem like you've been better. I'm going to be honest.
I have indeed been better. Mm. I took a lot of cold medicine this morning, so my processing not as sharp as it normally is. So
yeah,
if I'm like a little bit
We're in the other room in the office doing some stuff. Joey just walks in and kind of stands there.
Yeah.
And then just walked away. And I'm like, she just pulled a Kevin, like a normal Kevin move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could be any day of the week, no matter how sick he is. That's just how he acts. But I feel for you.
Yeah.
I feel like after this, you should probably hit the road, Jack.
I think I'm probably just going to go home.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good call. I appreciate yesterday everybody leaving palindromes in the comments.
Did we get a lot of taco cats?
We did. There was some taco cats. There was a lot of Hannahs. There was a lot of race cars.
Mm.
Cool, Greg, do you know what a palindrome is?
Hell yeah, I do.
Hell yeah, you do.
I love them.
Yeah, dude, the Geddes Bros. All about them palindromes.
They're so good. Though I do agree, it is upsetting that it's not a palindrome itself.
It is. It seems like a missed opportunity.
It seems like the biggest one. It's just like, obviously, if you're going to talk about a word that can be spelled forwards and backwards, why would you not describe it with a word that can be spelled forwards and backwards?
The word of the day today, we're just going to get into it, everybody, is onomatopoeia.
Oh.
All right? Another one of my favorite things. Although another missed opportunity. I feel like that word should just be called,
that's a little bit harder to do.
That doesn't work with. I was going to say,
but that
like,
one's like unusually difficult to spell.
Yes, but we all knew it because
so
of the hit Nicktoon, Hey Arnold.
Is that really?
There was a whole episode about trying to spell that show.
Is it really?
It doesn't help me, but it was kind of like how Mario Odyssey taught me how to spell the word Odyssey.
Yeah.
We're all on this journey together, everybody. Like I said, though, the word of the day is onomatopoeia. But what does that mean for you? I need you to leave. Not the word onomatopoeia in the chat or the comments, whatever you want to do. I want to leave your favorite onomatopoeia word. If you don't know what onomatopoeia is, get educated. But if you don't want to do that, I will do that for you right now. It is a word that is the sound that it makes.
Yeah.
So boom. Boom is a good one.
Yes. How do you make the how would that be spelled? Yeah, I can't do that. Which is really upsetting.
I don't know, but I don't know what that shit's called either.
Is
you
it,
know?
But it if it had a name, then it would be an onomatopoeia?
No, unless its name was.
But how would you even spell that?
B-R-R-R-R-R, capital R, lowercase R-R-R-P.
Okay.
Because you need that little
ring-a-ding-ding
in the middle of that. This is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. You can get it live on Twitch, or you can get it on youtube.com/kindoffunny, or you can get it as a podcast and listen to us in your ear holes on iTunes, SoundCloud, any podcast service you choose. You just got to search for Kind of Funny Morning Show. And you get that there. If you have Amazon Prime, guess what? That means you have Twitch Prime. That means that you can give us money for free. It doesn't even come out of your money. Well, I guess it comes out of the money you gave Amazon, but it's not your money anymore if you give it away. You know what I mean? So give us your free sub, emotes, private chat time, giveaways. Those are all things you'll look forward to in your future if you subscribe to us at twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames.
Very exciting.
Our sponsor is stamps.com. But we'll get to that later. For now, let's begin with what is and forever will be housekeeping.
Oh, does that graphic work still?
We don't know.
Hey!
You want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Once again, Cool Greg proving he is the ultimate producer, making the things work.
I love it.
This month's Patreon fan mail tier is the Forbes Can you get it, Cool Greg? Thank you. Forbes cover, signed by me.
It's very Tim exciting. Gettys.
It is very exciting. I kind of want to frame it myself and put it
up at your apartment.
That, next to my desk, next to Nick's desk.
Oh,
I want it everywhere.
You should do a signed version of that for Nick, something that'll just like really irritate him like he did when he did the
I don't think
pictures.
I can get under Nick's skin the way he gets under anyone's. You know what I mean? He has that just unique ability. Again, I miss him.
Maybe.
Why is he not here?
It's so sad. Maybe it's not the matter of getting under his skin, but it's a matter of constant reminders. Like, instead of quality, we just do quantity. So we just give them one every day.
That's the Tim Gettys way. Overbear them with annoyance. You can get this at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the fan mail tier.
Yeah.
What was the kind of funny one again?
I don't remember at the
You can also
moment.
Go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and get something else.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Is it holiday something schedule? That I come up with in this crazy cold medicine-induced fervor? Probably.
Yes. It's going to be good. It's going to be me. The holiday schedule. This week is the last week we're doing live shows, so you have 4 remaining days of these shows.
3?
You count today.
Okay.
You know.
Math is hard.
I did. And then we will return valiantly on January 4th, 2019. Everything changes. Get fucking hyped, son! I was going to say scared, but then I decided not to do that.
You definitely shouldn't
be scared.
I don't want
to scare people.
But it's definitely exciting.
And if you are a fan, we got some pretty cool merch for you today. You can go to bit.ly/kindoffunny.com/store. Let me spell it out for you. Kind of Funny website, having some issues. So if you want to go here, you need to go to bit.ly, bit.ly/, spell out Kind of Funny, spell out .com, spell out /store. That was a Joey Noel special. She just made that happen.
It did.
bit.ly/spellitoutkindoffunny.com/store. And you can get the Kind of Funny, what the fuck does cinch mean?
It's the bag, you know, like the backpacky bags.
The Kind of Funny cinch bag gift set. You get, Cool Greg, can you follow along with these clicks while I say some stuff?
Sure.
Click on the shirt. You get a kind of funny shirt based on the San Francisco Giants, or maybe not if there's legal things involved. Then you also get this cool
water bottle.
Water bottle.
Canteen. It's really cool. Yeah,
here's the thing. It is really cool, and it's hell big. It's like
Tim was like very excited.
I'm gonna start exclusively drinking out of this thing and just pour hella LaCroix in it. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
So you get that. You also get this little keychain.
Which is very exciting.
And then you also get the dad hat. So if you are a dad or
plus
an aspiring dad.
Which is
yeah, and then
there.
Plus you get the bag. Which is probably what most people are excited about for this.
Do you need a new
thing.
Convention bag?
Anyway, this is actually super dope. Yeah, if you're going to conventions, get the bag. If you're trying to drink water, get the cup. But guess what? You can't get them separately. The water bottle holds 1 liter of liquid. That's unheard of technology, Cool Greg.
Oh man, you're going to have to pee so much during podcasts if you use that.
It's going
to
be me.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be fun. But yeah, I really like these. I like that it's a riff on maybe not a baseball team that's here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a fun little holiday thing. I want that backpack.
Next up, we are doing a community game night. Super Smash Brothers, 5 p.m. Pacific, hosted by
Penguin Von Penguin.
Mr. Penguin Von Penguin. Discord.gg/kindoffunny for voice chat. Twitch.tv/KFBestFriends to watch live. Do that shit, 5 p.m. tonight, Pacific.
It's definitely tomorrow.
5 p.m. tomorrow, Pacific. Don't miss it.
Man, it's going to be a show, guys.
It's going to be a show.
It's going to be a show.
Why is Jared texting me? I can't deal with this, Jared. I can't deal with this. I'm doing a show. Why don't people do this like Iron Man? With the watch.
Oh, that's fun. Have you ever dropped your watch?
No.
Never? Okay.
Never.
I always want to know about the durability, because I've never dropped mine either.
It's pretty durable.
Okay.
And then finally, musicians in the community, we need your help. Go to kindoffunny.com/music. We have the MIDI file for the official Kind of Funny theme song. We want to see get some community submissions for some new theme songs for things that we may or may not be working on that we may or may not announce January 4th.
Very exciting. I've had a couple people hit me up. There is no, like, strict deadline?
No. It's one of those things where it's like, I just want this forever so I can, like, it gets me ideas. You know what I mean? I listen to this shit, I'm like, wow, this sounds like we need a show about this, and then we'll do that. Because that's how Kind of Funny works. We're nimble. Tip reminder, $5 or above, also 500 bits, and we will read your tips just like we're about to do right now. Let's see what's going on in the old tippity tap. We got a couple from yesterday that I don't remember reading.
Okay.
This comes from Dan Bird. If you guys haven't watched it yet, I highly recommend Narcos Mexico. We did?
Yes.
Slick says, have a great and well-deserved time off of live shows.
I don't think we read that one.
Cool. We're making dreams happen right now. There you go, Slick. And then finally, Bechtar says, glad you guys enjoyed TLC. I recommend watching NXT over Raw or SmackDown each week. It's their developmental show. Look up the Velveteen Dream versus Aleister Black from TakeOver War Games and thank me later. Love you guys. That's some real shit. NXT, since they have something to prove, mm-hmm. they try a lot harder and they like
so
come
like
up
the
with
minor
crazy,
leagues for wrestling?
Yeah,
okay.
But like they go all out for their entrances mm-hmm. and they go real, real, real big. It's cool. Big fan of them.
I'm excited. I'm not going to say that I would ever watch it every week, but if there's like a highlight reel,
there
I'd
is.
Be down to watch it.
There okay. is. Yeah. It's time for the news.
The news.
Top news story of the day. This is hot off the press. I just saw it.
Oh, no.
Now, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Scarpino, not in the fucking office. Kevin Coelho, Mr. I Hate Everything, not in the fucking office. Greg Miller's back there. He doesn't know what's going on. There's no way anybody can let him know what's happening right now. Joey, you're always Team Tim. I know what's
I know
up.
I
you're always
am.
Good. Cool, Greg. What team you on?
Team Tim.
Hell yeah, you are. So here's the deal. I've been thinking recently. We've been getting suspiciously short on LaCroix.
That is not even true. There are still pallets worth of LaCroix sitting outside. Not to mention the room over there also has LaCroix. We don't need any more LaCroix.
Shh. Greg might hear you. We gotta be quiet about this. Right now on LaCroix's Twitter, they tweeted out giveaway halfway through the hashtag 12 days of LaCroix. And what better way to celebrate than with a 6-month supply of LaCroix? Share your favorite holiday flavor for a chance to win. 6 random lucky winners will be chosen. The giveaway ends today. So here's right now as a show, as a unit, this is you guys in the audience and us. We need to figure out how are we gonna win this, guys. We need more. We need to go into 2019 hydrated. What am I going to do with my sweet new kind of funny fan pack?
You
water bottle.
Conservatively, we have at least 3 to 6 months worth of LaCroix outside.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm right now going to respond to them and say, passion fruit is my favorite holiday flavor.
Is it a holiday flavor?
I don't know. What's the better answer? It's in their picture.
It's true.
I guess the cran raspberry has the most Christmas looking.
Cool, Greg, I want to see what other people are saying.
Fortuna Rose, we must mention there's no way sponsored. Wait, what? No, we understand that.
That's all the like bullshit stuff. Should you? It seems I'm inclined to say lime because green is like a festive Christmas.
See,
color.
I was gonna go with the cran raspberry. Because red is a festive Christmas color. And I feel like lime isn't Christmassy, but it's raspberry.
Also not Christmassy.
Cran raspberry. I don't know.
The cranberry, you got me on the cranberry. That's like a very like holiday flavor.
But passion fruit is the ultimate flavor any time of year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put
That's exactly what you should put.
Is the ultimate flavor any season.
Do you...
Also...
We don't have access to a Christmas tree, do we?
Because
no. I have that LaCroix ornament that Gia gave me. So I feel like a tweet with that on a Christmas
see,
tree.
See, now here's the thing, though.
And I know
should
that it's
I?
Random, but I feel like that puts out the extra effort.
But I feel like it's, yeah, I don't know. What should we do here? Do I reply tweet to them or do I quote tweet to them?
Scroll up, Cool Greg. We need to get in the weeds.
What are the rules of this?
Share your favorite... holiday flavor. So personally,
mm-hmm.
I would quote tweet this and then make sure to use the
hashtag
12
days
of LaCroix.
Of LaCroix. Hold on. See, here's the thing, guys. We need to win.
There's no way that that RN Jesus loves us enough that we would win 2 of these. Kind of in a row.
Passion, okay, so right, what I got right now, look at the chat. Let me know if they believe in this.
Blanket Fort says, tweet from the kind of funny account too. Don't give us any more ideas.
We're doing that later. Passion fruit is the ultimate flavor any season. Also, at Kinda Funny Vids needs to win this. Hashtag 12 days of LaCroix. Yes?
Did you quote tweet it?
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Yes, hold on. I'm also going to put, please retweet this.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, it is out. Everybody now,
can
go to twitter.com/TimGettys and please retweet the tweet. They need to be aware of us. They need to know that Kinda Funny needs 6 months of LaCroix.
If anything was ever, if going to light a Nick Scarpino bat signal, it's this tweet. If
honestly,
he sees this,
it's actually going to make him mad.
If he sees this, it's going to make him mad. Win this,
oh,
I honestly don't know what he would do.
We'll make vlog content out of it. We will record Nick's reaction when he busts through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I feel like we have to have an agreement that if we win this, it doesn't get stored here. There's no way. We don't have anywhere else to put it.
There's space there. There's space here. You guys need to get a little more creative. I was thinking we don't need this desk. We replace it. Put a bunch of LaCroix. That way I don't need to get up or don't need to ask Cool Greg to go get some.
Team Tim.
Team Tim. Thank you, Cool Greg. Let's get to the next news story.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
also,
fuck.
Kevin, wait. I don't know why Cool Greg is Team Tim on this. I feel like last time when we had to carry all those boxes up the stairs, Cool Greg almost
Worst
died.
Worst day of my life.
But would you do it again, Cool Greg?
Team Tim.
Team Tim, baby.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta fucking love it.
The loyalty just runs insanely deep.
For this next story, can you... Greg Miller!
Didn't we already look at this?
No. Not on the show.
The problem is, we have scissors, but they're in the back room. Cool,
I'm
Greg,
on it.
Can you get it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
We got it. We got it. We got it. I'll read the story until then.
Do you know anything about this movie?
I just know that it's the Jordan Peele's next.
It's very exciting. No.
No, no, no.
There's a box.
On my left speaker, there's a box. My brother just
Those
brought a pair
of scissors.
I love it. I love it.
I'm very excited for this. Obviously, well, you can't see this yet because it's not up because we sent Cool Greg on an errand.
That is a problem.
But Jordan Peele had announced a few months ago that he was doing his new movie, the follow-up to... Get Out. So we got this mysterious package yesterday, as we sometimes do. Mm-hmm. It a little bit creeps me out that, like, we get these packages.
We just get things. We didn't sign up for them. There's no real, like...
And they don't usually have, like, shipping information on them, which
is even
creepier.
So it seems like someone just dropped it off at the office.
We got
it's very weird.
Some stuff.
So if you open it, it's these creepy fucking scissors, as seen in the new poster that they released.
Yeah.
And also a note that says, Greg... On December 25th, join the untethering. Watch yourself, Jordan Peele. And then it says usmovie.com/Greg Miller. So cool, Greg, can you go to usmovie.com/Greg Miller?
It's like, and I want to look at these scissors because I haven't actually looked at these yet. It's a very nice box, I will say.
It is a nice box.
I really appreciate good packaging.
All right, so what is this shit?
I'm playing it.
Yes, please.
It looks like something.
All right. I get it. And, like, I obviously know that we're on the inside and stuff. But just the idea of it. How horrifying is it that we get a fucking package without shipping information, with a pair of scissors, and then a link to something that just says, watch out, Greg Miller.
I'm so glad my name's not Greg Miller. I feel like he is on some sort of hit list. And I'm just glad that I'm only tangentially involved.
It confirms that the... Release date is March 15th. I'm excited. Get Out, one of my favorite movies, period.
Yeah.
I would say.
It's so good.
Yeah. So
I'm excited that we get a trailer on Christmas. I feel like that's Jordan Peele giving me a birthday present.
Hell yeah. 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 I love that.
And I'm excited because it has Lupita Nyong'o and the guy from Black Panther, I think, maybe? Winston Duke. Is that his name? Both of whom I was big fans of in Black Panther. That's like my primary knowledge of them.
Next news story. Sonic the Hedgehog trolls critics of characters. Look, so we have all seen the posters. We've seen the disasters that have been happening. of Sonic the Hedgehog and his legs. Sonic movie, Twitter. Says this shouldn't get any attention on the internet, right? Hashtag respect the legs. Can a guy work out? Be back next year. Sonic. I love that they're in on it. I love that they're like, fuck it. We know what's going on here.
Yeah.
More proof to me that this movie has a chance at not being the worst trash pile on fire of all time. It could be okay.
I don't know if it's going to be okay. I'm just glad that it's not taking itself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it knows what it's here for.
And I don't know if it's going to be okay.
I don't know.
It's good. You're right.
Okay is, I feel like, a fairly high bar for maybe some of these posters that we've seen. What I'm very excited about, which you can see even in the first reply here, is that everybody's going to be changing that.
Very memeable.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Very, very memeable.
So I'm very excited about that. Those are some thick, 2C legs that Sonic has.
In that
picture specifically?
Well, that's not how thick they were in the picture.
No.
pull it up, Cool Greg. Show. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I like it.
I'm a little bit sad that Tumblr's gone because I feel like this would have been the perfect.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Rest in peace.
Oh, RIP NSFW. I know. Tumblr.
It's so sad.
A lot of letters there. And then final news story of the day. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is getting another 2 seasons. Netflix revealed on Twitter that Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which is currently preparing for its second 10-episode season, has been renewed for 2 more seasons, specifically another 16 episodes spread across seasons 3 and 4. That most likely means 2 8-episode runs, though that hasn't been confirmed. So there you go.
That's very exciting news. I liked Sabrina. I still haven't finished this season, just because I kind of got caught up in some things. But I feel like everybody's going to be very happy about this. I feel like this was one of the, between this and The Haunting of Hill House were like the 2 shows that were like dominating my social media feeds with people being really excited and happy with them this year. So I'm excited.
Cool, Greg. Yeah. Can we check back in on my Twitter?
Yeah.
We're currently at 107 retweets. We must demand LaCroix's attention. They must know that Kinda Funny Vids needs more LaCroix.
I'm just so scared. So I wasn't here the time that Nick Javelin threw the poster tube through the wall, but I imagine he would do something like that, but spiking LaCroix cans.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough room.
Things about to get wet, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now it's time for Internet of the Week. Is there a thing for that?
I don't know. There is, but I feel like that's the weird one that's not with all the other ones. So I'm going to say no, we don't have it.
Internet of the Week. So
I don't think it's on there.
I saw this and I was like, we're fucking talking about this. Because this is some Tim Getty's ass shit. The headline alone is amazing. Pull it up, Cool Greg. Guy builds a glitter bomb fart spray package to get back at package thieves. This is a video of ex-NASA engineer Mark Robert discussing the build of his glitter bomb bait package that spreads a full pound of the finest particle glitter he can find and follow it up with fart spray. He then shows the results of the package being taken. Admittedly, that's a pretty solid build. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up here so I can see the details on the why this happened.
So I don't know about anybody else here, but are you part of Nextdoor or like any like neighborhood groups?
No.
So Nextdoor is like a social media thing that specifically is with like people that live in your neighborhood. So you can talk about like, I don't know, neighborhood shit. But the one that I'm in right now has been inundated with people being like, these are like my Ring videos of my packages getting stolen if anybody sees it, or people posting like, hey, there's this like half empty box with like a new backpack in it if anybody like is missing a package. So I feel like this is like a perfect timing thing, especially around the holidays. More package thieves are going around trying to scam people out of their stuff. Mark Rober has a super interesting YouTube channel. I watch his stuff all the time when I can't sleep because he does weird stuff. Like he'll break down like carnival games and why they're a scam and like what like physics and stuff they're based off of. And like which ones are the ones you're most likely to win and stuff like that. And seeing him do this with like 4 phones so he could get all the video angles of the people opening them, it's amazing.
Now, the most amazing thing, and if you're an audio listener, you need to go over to the video to see this. This GIF of the thing in action is a work of art. Can you imagine these motherfuckers opening this thing and it just ruining their life.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
He shows like the video footage of like, I don't know, half a dozen different people opening the packages. And everyone instantly is just like so upset that there's glitter everywhere.
And then there's a fart spray.
And he like goes through the
The thing about pranks that I feel like a lot of people don't get right is you need that punchline. You need the follow-up where the moment where they feel destroyed, you need to kick them while they're down.
It's
with your
amazing.
Big fat sonic legs. You know what I mean?
I do, unfortunately, know what you mean.
Oh, this show is so goddamn
fun.
What
I like about this like prank or whatever is that it's pranking people that are like obviously doing something shady. It's
yeah.
Like, if anybody deserves to be covered in, and yeah, it's not like inherently
mean. Don't prank good people.
No.
Don't be mean. But if these guys are assholes, fuck them up.
And like it's even crazy to see like how he builds it and all these different things of like he puts GPS tracking like so he can get the package back so he can get the footage, but then the phones also upload it to the cloud in case he loses them. I'm like, this is a lot of thought and process that went into this.
That'll do it.
And that's why he worked at NASA.
Now there's more Internet of the Week stuff. I don't know what this stuff is. Joey, you put this in here. So let's look.
Did I? Okay.
Well, I didn't.
Some of these I did. Cool, Greg, do you want to bring up the next one? Or it might just be I just want the last one. The Tasty Knives one, which tasty sounds knives. Weirder than I mean it.
All right.
I feel like you will appreciate this, and Kevin will probably appreciate this, even though he's not here today. But this is just one of those things, we need sound for this one for sure. This is just one of those things that I saw floating around.
Yes.
That I was just like, this is great. And I appreciate the internet. And that's what Internet of the Week is about. It's pretty short. Like 20 seconds long. Definitely don't have some. Just a point. Or maybe it's just really low. Which we couldn't really. I don't know why it's super low on this TV. Okay.
I had as loud as I could on this end. I don't know.
Oh, that's totally fine. But it's just like all of the Ridley moves sound like the clapping from Queen.
That's
great.
And
it's very funny. And you should go watch it.
No wonder Kevin's been playing Ridley.
Has he really?
He loves Queen. No. Rudio87 says, I want Team Tim to get more LaCroix, but he shouldn't get it until Andy gets a new laptop. Andy got the new laptop. Razer came through. Razer came through.
So
they saw what happened and they were like, you know what? That hype was real. It's okay. We're going to fix you, Andy. We're going to fix your laptop. Cool, Greg, thank you for bringing this up again. Can you bring it back up? I'm going to do a follow-up real quick. I'm going to reply to myself.
157 retweets.
I want to make sure @NickScarpino, @Nick_Scarpino doesn't know about this. So I'm going to tweet, make sure you don't tell @Nick.
@Nick_Scarpino. Okay. It's so much. How much LaCroix do you think a 6-month supply is?
I don't know, because last time when they said that they were going to give us 800 boxes, they actually gave us 1,600 boxes, so.
But they never gave us that like scares me a little bit. I feel like that would conservatively be 400 cases, like half of what we got last time, which is still an absurd amount considering I still think we have 400 boxes outside. Maybe not 400, but it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Do you think you could fit it all in your house?
I mean, if you believe, you can succeed.
It's true.
I love it. You don't have any energy to deal with my bullshit at all. I appreciate
anything.
It. So wait, was that the only Internet of the Week that you put there?
I don't know what these other two ones are. I appreciate that one is from the Raccoon account because that's one of my favorite Twitter followers. But
is it stuff that we've already seen?
Yeah, we saw that one.
Oh, okay.
The Raccoon one, I know.
Got it.
And then I don't know. I think the other one is possibly like a Nick Andy holdout.
Got it. They must have. Oh, but have we seen the other one?
I don't. No. I just watched it and I don't like
it. We don't need it. I don't like it at all. Actually, Cool Greg, bring it up. The people need to see this.
Which one are we talking about?
The second one.
Raccoon one?
No, the one after the raccoon.
The Dick King Smith one. Why do these all have such weird names?
What is it?
It's a sheep.
I know, but why is it doing this? These things are so predictable, but they're never not funny, you know?
Why is he on? I just have so many questions. Why is he on his back? Why is this? This is like, no joke. If Nick was a sheep, this would be his camera angle. This is Nick in sheep form.
Oh my God. That is ridiculous. There was one more end of the week thing that I wanted to bring up. It was the top one, Greg, the Ken Blocks. So this is the 10th iteration of this video. It's Ken Blocks, Gymkhana 10. It's a series that's been going on. I don't know what it means, but it's been a series that's been going on for as long as I can remember on YouTube. It might have been 10 years, but that sounds wrong. Anyways, what it is this guy that's a professional driver does crazy ass videos where he puts hella GoPros on his car and then drifts through really crazy closed courses.
Does he also play the Tokyo Drift theme song?
No, but it's very easy to pull this up, pull up the Tokyo Drift theme song in another tab, and have a good time. Skip forward a bit. But yeah, they're super long. It's like 19-minute videos, but they're super worth watching because they do crazy shit.
Oh my gosh, it is like Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
If someone could also do some like photoshopping of a submarine behind them.
What's cool about it is like it's edited together super well, so it's like he just keeps going through different things, and it just looks pretty. It's super long, and like the hype moments are few and far between, but when they happen, you're like, holy shit. Like, they do things where it'll be like a candle, and they drift around it to not put it out, and then eventually put it out at like the perfect time.
That's
like
crazy.
This shit's crazy.
And I like that it's in different cars too. It's not just always the same one because the truck makes it look cool, I think.
Yeah, one of them, I think it was like number 3, was in San Francisco, and they closed down the Bay Bridge.
Oh, I remember that.
And there's shots of him just going straight down the Bay Bridge. It's awesome. Anyway, go check this out. Ken Block.
Good. I'm going to check in to see if we have any tips or anything like that.
Oh, please do.
Matt M, 122587. Matt M, I'm curious. Does that mean that your birthday is on 12/25/87? Because that's how I only know, because I always put 12/25/88 on the end of things, because my birthday is Christmas of 88.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know if we're birthday buddies, because I'm curious. Says, first time cheering, and I want to shout out one Mike Kenway, his band in Ghosts, came to Kansas City this last week, and his first time meeting him, and the first time meeting a best friend. Mike is a rad dude, and it was awesome meeting him and his band. Honestly, posts like this, where you have like best friends meeting in the wild, are
it's
my
awesome.
Favorite. We also saw one on the subreddit of like someone was wearing a kind of funny jacket at somebody else's Christmas
at their holiday party. Very
and
you, cool.
Like, hang out. This is my favorite. I love it. Tweet us pictures because I like when people meet up IRL. I think it's fun. Fade N2 Gaming. Tip doesn't send. My 14-year-old dog, Gretchen, who is a dachshund, passed away last Saturday. Oh, I'm so sorry. Was wondering if you or Greg could send your condolences to my family, especially the kind words from the kind of funny best friends just going through a tough time right now.
I'm so sorry. That is such a hard thing to deal with.
So, just yeah.
Keep watching these shows. Hopefully they bring you some joy.
Yeah. I'm very sorry. It's so sad. We love you. Brucci cheered us 500 bits and said, zat, zat, zat. Know what that means.
Zot, zot, zot. It's an anteater thing.
That's zot, zot, zot. Unless, I mean, I guess you could pronounce it that way too.
Stab, stab, stab.
DJ Kento. That's what people were saying when we had the scissors. DJ Kento tipped us and said, fun fact, Ken Block was also the founder of DC Shoes. There's a doc series about how he made those Gymkhana videos. It's amazing. Also, can we ask Nick's hotel to print out the Forbes cover and slide it under his room door? Man, if he was in...
Oh my God.
If he knew that kind of information...
Dude, no. Oh my God, that's what it would be. We need to win the LaCroix. Then I sign the Forbes cover. Hey, Nick, we won 6 more months of LaCroix. Then we send that to him and slide it under his door.
Why do you just want to ruin his vacation?
Alternative. Oh my God, I love it.
How mad do you think he would be if he came home and there was just 6 months worth of LaCroix in his apartment?
See...
Too much.
That's too far. That's way too far.
I'm just saying hypothetically.
His wife would leave him. He would blame me forever.
Poor D.
After all the things he's done, this would be the final straw. And then I would get blamed. That's the evil villain origin story. You know?
Yeah. Amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Stamps.com. These days, you can get practically everything on demand. You can get this podcast on demand. You can get the cool Ken Block videos on demand. But you can also get your stamps and postage on demand. Joey, how do you feel about Stamps.com?
I love Stamps.com. It's been really rainy lately. So it's been really nice that I've just been able to print all of my postage right here from my desk. And it's super helpful and it's easy and I get to have fun new gadgets like a printer and a scale. And it's very exciting.
It is all very exciting. With Stamps.com, you can access all the services of the post office right from your desk. You can buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or any package, all available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale. You can weigh your letters and packages and print the exact amount of postage every time. Right now, you can use Morning Show to get this special offer. 4-week trial, including postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Morning Show. That's Stamps.com. Enter Morning Show.
Very exciting.
Joey?
Oh, that's right. We're going to go into the chat while I pick winners.
We're going into
because
the chat,
I definitely forgot to do that this morning.
Two giveaway winners today. Oh, man. That's great. Joey's going to figure that out. I'm going to talk to you guys. How y'all doing? You know what I mean? I feel good. It's been good.
Talk about the big topic.
About what
you watched last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's next.
Okay.
That's next. I did this out of order. You're right. But you know what? That's next.
It's fine.
That's next. High price 412. While we were reading that Stamps.com thing, I realized I made a fatal flaw today where I was supposed to get something to bring here to have Cool Greg ship it for Gia, for Secret Santa, for a best friend, and I didn't do that.
Ooh.
And that makes me a very bad person.
We'll
so we're
going
to have to figure that out. Oh, yeah.
We could
What's
do
up?
It tomorrow.
There's other stuff too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll figure it out. Either way, Stamps.com is going to help us.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. I'm going to use promo code MORNINGSHOW to get that figured out.
We might have to work on that one.
We'll work on it.
That'll
off camera.
Yes, exactly.
Let's check in on my tweet, Cool Greg.
Got
it. I hate me. I hate me so much.
Sometimes
190 retweets. So at this point, I feel like we must have gotten LaCroix's attention. LaCroix's Twitter account, very nice. They DM'd me recently. They wanted to make sure my address was still correct to send me a holiday card.
That is very
sweet. So, you know, we're kind of best friends. It's great.
Okay, let's see what else.
Let's see. Man, Team Tim's looking pretty good right now. I gotta say. Hold on, bring it up. LaCroix water. Wait, what? It went away.
I don't know what happened.
That was weird. It had a nice fade, though. So LaCroix did it. They got their 74 retweets. Scroll down a little bit. I love the first response.
Is now Gia Harris.
Who probably is separate from this, just wants to win.
How excited would you be if Gia won?
Oh, that'd be the ultimate. God, I love our stupid lives.
It's so good. Okay.
The one.
Okay,
yeah.
People.
Yeah, man. Mango's a good one. Good call, Gia. Good,
it is.
Good call, Gia Tapp.
I feel like that's my solid second favorite.
Yeah.
Behind passion fruit, obviously.
Mm.
Close third, peach pear, which I know is a controversial
statement.
That is
controversial, Joey.
But there's something about it.
Lakers Head says, Tim, what if I want to win the LaCroix? You know what? As long as one of the Kinda Funny best friends wins, we all win. Because it's a win for Kinda Funny. 100%. You know, as a community.
The Kinda Funny umbrella.
But if one of you wins, I need you to send us at least a six pack with a note that just says, fuck Nick.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know what? I'm feeling a little aggressive. I'm feeling a little angsty today. I said it.
Dude.
Do we have winners, Joey?
We do have winners.
We do have winners. There is four ways to win the giveaway on the show. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. Three, be a patreon.com/kindoffunny supporter. Four, be a patreon.com/kindoffunny game supporter at the $2 or above level. Or five, retweet my tweet about trying to win the LaCroix. I don't know if that's official.
No, that's unofficial.
But you should do it anyways.
That is an unsanctioned
Help us win.
Entry.
Help us change the world.
Oh my gosh. Juggernautka from Twitch and Jared Marrero from Patreon. I will be hitting you up shortly today to pick your gift card for either the PlayStation Store, Xbox, Steam, Nintendo, whatever your little heart desires. Thank you to our kind of funny best friend for sponsoring these fun Christmas giveaways this week.
Hell yeah. I heard you had a good heart too, so that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's this. Should we watch it?
I don't know that we need to watch the whole thing.
Yes.
But we should definitely watch some of it. This was brought to my attention last night as I was attempting not to die and cough my lungs out by one John Drake, who brings a lot of joy into our lives.
He's a joyous fellow.
But he showed us this video on Twitter yesterday. Cool Greg, you can hit play. This lovely Christmas scene. There's a train going around a Christmas tree. And just a really festive holiday video.
LJ, baby. I see a window and walls there.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to know what happens next.
No. Oh yeah!
He just busted through the wall!
Kool-Aid Man, you ready for Christmas?
Oh yeah!
What the fuck is this?
I've been saying for years, we don't have a little John in our Christmas music.
Alright, we can stop it.
You get the idea. But
there's nothing that brought me more joy in this last week than Lil Jon screaming out, Kool-Aid Man, you excited for Christmas? Like, what's the correlation with any of this?
It's red and it's festive.
Just like the Cran Raspberry LaCroix.
Don't forget to retweet.
Oh my god.
/TimGettys.
There's a lot happening, and I really do like it.
But you should probably just watch the whole thing. It's a lot.
I like it. I'm a big fan of it.
It might be my new favorite Christmas song, if I'm being honest.
Get Bucket says Lil Jon stays paid. Hell yeah. I wonder if we can get Lil Jon on the show. I feel like we can.
I don't know. I feel like he's like kind of a...
I'm sure he'd ask for money and we'd say, but sir, no. And he'd be like, then I'm not coming.
Were you part of the Snap Your Bagels thing? Do you know about that?
No.
If you listen to Snap Your Fingers, it definitely sounds like he's saying Snap Your Bagels. And once you hear it, you can't ever unhear it. And it's really upsetting.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make you listen to it after the show.
We'll do that later. That's exciting.
It's
really, I really, really like this, though. Because these type of things can be super bad very easily. This one was good.
It was just it was unexpected on so many different fronts.
Yeah.
I was not expecting Lil Jon, was definitely not expecting the Kool-Aid Man to come through.
Yeah, that was gold.
And it's perfect.
All right. It's time for the big topic.
Tell me, Tim Gettys.
I forgot there was one of those. Should I press it now?
Yeah, hit it.
Do I have a link for this?
No. It's just a discussion. What were you going to say, Joey?
Tell me what you did with your night last night, Tim.
I had a good night last night.
Okay.
Me and Gia cuddling up on the couch. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the good part.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That part was warmer than I'd like it to be. Let me take a step back, actually.
Okay.
Gia got this Blue Apron thing.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, it's great. We say it all the time. I've never really had it. But she's like, I'm going to try this thing. We had this Korean popcorn chicken.
Huh.
Whew. It was a good time. Anyway, we're like, oh, now that we filled our bellies, we're full.
Yeah.
We're on this couch. Let's pull up Netflix. What are we going to watch? I'm blading through, and something catches my eye. Something very neon.
Yeah.
Wearing very little clothes.
Okay.
And it was Spring Breakers.
Oh.
Cool, Greg. Can you Google search Spring Breakers?
Oh, a pleasure. I love that
for me.
Movie.
I've never seen Spring Breakers.
You've just heard the legend of Spring Breakers.
Yes, just pull up the images. Let's see.
None of them are great to show.
Yeah, go to the right one. Yes. I just want an image of who they are, what we're dealing with here, all right? So.
How long ago did this come out?
Because I think
Vanessa Hudgens and.
It was 2012.
What's her name? Is it Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez, Selgo.
She's like
good old Selgo is there. Now, let's talk about this. Have you seen this movie?
No.
All right. I had never seen it until last night.
Uh-huh.
But it's one of those things where I watched the trailer 100 times.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but you
You own it, right?
I also bought this movie on Blu-ray.
Yeah, because I have it in my house. I've seen it thousands of times.
And I've never seen it.
Okay.
So I've been so excited to see it. It just never happened. And then I realized I had never seen it because it came in theaters, it went, and it just didn't happen. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy this thing and watch it. Then I bought it, and then I got distracted, and I never watched it.
Yeah.
So when it came on Netflix, which I think it's new, it might have been there forever. But last night I saw it, and I'm like, you know what? Man. We're going to watch the Spring Break forever indeed. I've been quoting this movie for years. It's
I've
a thing
Nick
all of us
whisper
all
spring
of us do
break
it. Whenever we go, whenever we're near a beach, whenever we honestly just whenever we travel, we'll just go up to people and just go.
But honestly, the other thing, I think it came up in conversation legitimately yesterday.
The other thing is the look at all my shit.
Oh, I missed that one.
Because
is that James Franco?
James Franco's character. Alright. I know I'm a little all over the place right now, and I apologize. I truly apologize. I'm gonna try to get back on the rails. Let me make this extremely clear. This is a horrible movie.
Okay.
Nah, it's not. You tripping.
Horrible movie. But it has moments of brilliance. It has moments that are cinematic,
brilliance,
unforgettable gold.
Hold on, sorry.
It's so good. Spring Break forever. Thank you for that, Greg Miller.
No problem. That's what
I appreciate that. Have you seen Spring Break?
Of course I've seen Spring Breakers. Me and Nick set whispered Spring Break forever for years and years.
Yeah.
And then I found this out and I'm like, what a bad movie.
Yeah, well, so that's my thing is I've been whispering it. I've been saying, look at all my shit, but I've never seen it.
Wow. What'd you think?
Oh my God. It's a horrible fucking
terrible
movie.
Terrible. So bad.
So, and we're going full spoilers here.
Sure.
All right. Selena Gomez, the main character of this movie. All right. Uh-huh. When this was first pitched as a movie, I was like, this is the most Tim Gettys thing ever. It was 2012. I was a much younger child. I was looking to, like,
this
you're telling
2012?
Me that. 2012? This was, 2012. And this is when Vanessa Hudgens and Selena Gomez were first like, we're done with this High School Musical bullshit.
Yeah.
We're done
no
with the
Disney.
Witches of Waverly Place. We're getting naked and we're going to Spring Break. And I'm like, sign me up. Love James Franco. Everything about this looks fantastic.
Look at all my shit.
It's a neon-filled dream. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But watching this movie, it's a disaster. And people have said it's bad. They didn't
it's
prepare me for how
the
bad it's going to be.
The ending doesn't make any fucking sense.
Selena Gomez, the main character of the movie, about a third through the movie, they just send her home. She doesn't want to be part of this trip anymore. They literally just send her home, so it's just the other three girls.
How much do you think of that was like real life, what happened on the set?
Dude, my thing is, I'm convinced.
Like, I'm over it. I'm done.
I'm convinced that the script didn't exist. James Franco was just making shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were just like, at some point, Selena Gomez was like, I can't keep shooting this movie. I have other things to do. And they're like, well, I guess you can just go home. And they just made the rest of the movie up as they went. Because not too long after, the pink-haired one, who I'm not sure who it is, but is the wife of Harmony Korine, who is the director of this movie.
Okay.
She gets sent home. So
do
she goes
get
home.
Sent home from Spring Break? Is that a thing?
I guess so.
Okay.
But then all of a sudden, James Franco becomes the main character. It's like there's such a weird tonal shift in the script where it's like the entire thing is from the perspective of Selena Gomez, and then it goes to James Franco, who has my second favorite movie character of all time in the form of a man named Alien. Okay? He's a rapper named Alien. Number one, Han from Tokyo Drift. Number two, Alien from Spring Breakers. He alone makes this movie worth watching. And honestly, you can skip the whole first third of the movie. And honestly, you can skip the whole last third of the movie. There's a middle third in there where magic happens, where they introduce James Franco's character.
Uh-huh.
It's just him interacting with these girls, and some things happen, Joey, that will change you, including a scene that is set up to be a threesome with James Franco, Vanessa Hudgens, and the Pretty Little Liars girl.
Uh-huh.
They, throughout the movie, kind of get addicted to robbing people and putting guns in people's faces.
Okay.
So while they're about to have a threesome, they're playing with his guns and shit on the bed. They kind of stick him up. And they're like, we're going to fucking kill you. He gets all turned on by it. He starts sucking the guns like they're dicks. And he looks at them and says, I just sucked y'all dicks. And I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? Then, Joey, they decide they're
There's
soulmates.
More?
They decide they're all soulmates. The three of them as a unit. They're all in love together.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is this movie? Then, Joey, they
How
go
did
outside.
This get released in
they go
theaters?
Outside, and James Franco has an outside piano that he goes to sit at, and they pull guns on him again, and they say, serenade us, serenade us. And he starts playing Every Time by Britney Spears. And he's just beautifully playing this on the piano, singing to them as a montage of the three of them going out robbing people with guns happens. And it's fucking awesome. And for 5 minutes, this is the best movie I've ever seen in my life. And then we get back to the rest of it, and it's really bad. There's a moral in there somewhere.
I'm not sure how all of this ended up in one movie.
It's fucking bizarre. And it's really weird because it's like a big chunk of it does make a lot of sense. The Selena Gomez stuff does not add up to the movie at all. Very weird calls made. Would I recommend watching it? Absolutely not. Would I recommend watching the 5 minutes that I'm talking about? 100% on repeat, please.
Just the Britney Spears part?
Yes.
The Britney Spears part, I can... Is he sing...
Every time.
Yeah, I know. I know the song.
Yeah, and that's the thing that makes it even better. It's not an OG Britney song. It's a...
It's a random B-side
from her fourth album.
Yeah. And it's just
gold.
And he's a rapper and he's singing it.
I'll show you later, Joey. All right, is there any more tips?
Oh man. Let me check. It is a lot. That was something I didn't know existed. And I don't know that it's something I necessarily need in my life.
You do. You're wrong.
We have one more tip. Bits.
Forgotten Hell says every time is one of Britney's best songs, Tim. What the fuck? Oh, I'm not talking shit. Every time is a certified jam.
It's just a different level of Britney Spears. It's like the somber.
It was post Kissing Madonna.
Yeah.
Which everything changed. That's when everything changed.
Though, I have to say, I think I might like Email My Heart a little bit more than Every Time.
I do not know Email My Heart.
Oh, this is a real thing. Galaxy Oblivion says, hey guys, what's going on? Question for you. My Game Over Greggy mug recently shattered. So anyway, I can give you guys money for a new one. I know it's not on the store, but I really want a new one. We don't currently have any mugs on the store, but will that be changing next year? You have to tune in. I think tune in is what I meant, not turn out. Tune in to see.
Gun96 says it's so terrible that you're almost missing out by not watching it. And honestly, I agree. And I will say that the first 45 minutes of watching this movie, I was sitting next to Gia and I'm like, I can't believe this movie's as bad as it is. Everyone said it. I was like, but I'm still going to find some joy in it. I did not find joy in it. Although, shout out to the fact that I'm pretty sure this movie has a record for the most boobs in a movie. Period.
Really?
So many. So many. Huh. The movie starts off with just like gratuitous shots.
I feel like gratuitous is probably... I've never seen this movie. It's probably the best description of this movie.
It's hideous. It's like if you put every Instagram filter on every scene. God.
It does. Like the neon aesthetic that it has.
Yeah, for a second.
I just don't necessarily think.
All right, let's get back to the important stuff. Cool, Greg. Can you bring up the tweet? How are we closing out here? 223 retweets. I'm appreciating this. I feel like we have a good shot here. Thank you for making dreams happen. Let's go to the chat.
Let's go to the chat. Sicky says, Tim watched the Beach Bum trailer, which I feel like we've watched on the show before, but I don't think it was you that was on.
But that's from the director of Spring Breakers.
Yeah, it's the new Matthew McConaughey. It pretty much just looks like a movie based on Matthew McConaughey's life. Like the naked bongo playing side of Matthew McConaughey, not like the True Detective side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's see what else.
Ignacio Rojas says, Tim, thoughts on Recess, specifically the movie. I've never seen the movie, and I know this is going to be an upsetting thing. I don't like Recess.
I don't like Recess either.
I don't fuck with it.
It was part of the, like, Disney.
The ABC Disney.
Which, and with, like, the new Doug.
They took Doug.
No.
I don't like that shit. Don't like that shit one bit.
I don't really know. I don't even remember watching that much Recess. Like, I feel like I know about Spinelli and the Ashleys, and that's, like, about it.
Mm. Sad Panda Bird says, wait, this film doesn't have nudity, though, right? Oh, no. There's a lot of nudity. An excessive amount of nudity.
Let's see. What else?
Sicky322 says, why did you tag Nick in the tweet if you're trying to keep it a secret from him? Did I tag him in the tweet? Fuck.
I don't know how we made that kind of mistake.
Madogny96, best Disney Channel original movie. It's Brink, baby. It's Brink. Fucking Brink.
Brink is so good.
Brink is so good. Motocross is good too, but I put Brink above it, like, substantially.
For Xenon. Xenon and Brink are tied for number one.
Xenon the sequel. I'm happy it happened.
But like, I don't hate it.
I feel like we're missing a couple like real slaps.
Smart House, I remember liking
Smart
a lot.
Smart House is good.
Luck of the Irish.
Mm-hmm. The famous Jet Jackson movie was dope too.
Johnny Tsunami.
Oh, Johnny Tsunami. Yo, real talk. Debatably number one.
Really?
That movie has heart. The characters are great. It has Xenon in it. It has Jet Jackson in it. Oh, what?
Man. Yeah. No, I
don't. And it has the grandpa.
I like it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, love
him. I think it's top five. It's definitely not my favorite. I think I just have such a soft spot in my heart for Eric Von Detten. I think Brink has to be number one. I mean, but Xenon was my girl.
Yeah.
At some point, I still want to rally a group of girls to dress like Xenon and like all of her friends.
Hell
Halloween.
Yeah. I love that.
We were trying to do it for prom this year. We couldn't get it together.
Let's see.
And
Forgotten Hell says, I've always loved Phantom of the Megaplex as a kid, but I don't remember much about it now.
That is a deep cut.
That was a good one.
That's not one that I hear about very often.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shout out to Halloween Town.
Oh, dude. That's another thing. Halloween Town is debatably number one.
It's so good. I remember when it was Halloween and they were playing all of them and Cool Greg sent me the YouTube link. I was very excited.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marnie. Okay. So I don't remember who it was, but there's also a best friend that goes to like the Halloween Town like revival that they have every year. And they like have the people from the movies there, and it's like in the town that Halloween Town is set around. And it's in Oregon somewhere. I don't it might
that
be
that sounds like the most Cool Greg thing I've ever heard.
It might be Lisa Marie that was tweeting me about it. I don't remember. I'm very sorry. October was a while ago. At some point. Do you think...
Cassandra Marvel says that was me.
Oh, good. Yay. I'm so glad that you're watching today. It was really cool. She sent us, like, pictures of everything, and they had, like, different, like, themed drinks at their coffee shops and stuff, and
that
they were, like,
amazing.
Showing the movies. It was dope.
All right. We're going to go because Andrea Renee's in there, and I can sense her needing LaCroix. So, everybody, please go to my Twitter. Retweet the tweet. We need to win LaCroix. Hashtag 12 days of LaCroix. Let's make it happen. Until tomorrow... This show's gone. No, yeah.